From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Pope visits America with church bells ringing and thousands cheering. Pope Francis arrived Wednesday afternoon on the grounds of the Catholic University of America to lead his first Mass in the United States. Earlier at the White House, the Pope spoke, appealing to the U.S. to take urgent action and help slow the pace of climate change. President Obama led a welcoming ceremony, and we get more from Jeff Custer.
In his remarks, the president told the pontiff that the excitement surrounding his visit to the U.S. was attributable not just to his position as pope, but to his unique qualities as a person.
You remind us that in the eyes of God, our measure as individuals and our measure as a society is not determined by wealth or power or station or celebrity, but by how well we hew to Scripture's call to lift up the poor and the marginalized.
After the ceremony, Pope Francis and President Obama held one-on-one talks in the president's office. Jeff Custer, Washington.
Burkina Faso's transitional president, Michel Kafando, says he is back in charge after being detained and ousted by presidential guard soldiers led by a rogue general a week ago. Emily Yab reports.
About 2,000 people gathered on the roadside Wednesday as regional head of state came to shepherd the country's return to the constitutional order. A deal proposed by ECOWAS on Sunday called for putschists to return power to the transitional civilian authorities in exchange for inclusive elections and an amnesty. General Diendéré has stepped aside, but the question of amnesty remains unsettled, as does the fate of the presidential guards. Emily Yab in Ouagadougou.
Boeing has announced that Chinese companies have agreed to buy 300 jets. The cost, $38 billion. This is VOA News. European Union leaders gathered in Brussels Wednesday for an emergency meeting to discuss the current migrant crisis. One of them was British Prime Minister David Cameron.
We'll be working with our partners in the European Union to try and make sure we can all do more to help ease this crisis with a comprehensive approach.
The EU heads of state remained split on how to cope with the thousands of asylum seekers streaming into Europe. On Tuesday, EU interior ministers adopted a country-by-country quota plan, but Slovakia, one of the four countries that voted against the quota proposal, today said it would not accept any refugees and would sue to challenge the plan. The Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia is calling on Muslims around the world to unite against what he called misguided elements, including extremist groups such as the Islamic State that want to take Islam back to what he called the Age of Ignorance. The chief Saudi cleric delivered the remarks during his annual sermon to more than 2 million Muslims who had converged on the Valley of Mount Arafat for a day of prayer Wednesday during the annual Hajj pilgrimage. Afghanistan's government says it has undertaken serious measures to enforce the law and prevent the sexual abuse reportedly committed by local police commanders against children. A presidential statement issued Wednesday in Kabul has condemned the abuse known as bacha-bazi or boy play. A New York Times report this week detailed extensive rape and other sexual abuse of young boys at the hands of local police commanders and Afghan militias. It went on to allege that U.S. soldiers were ordered not to intervene in the abuse of children in order to maintain good relations with their Afghan allies. The U.S. Secretary of State says Russia's actions in Syria risk a confrontation with a coalition opposing the Islamic State group. Italy's La Stampa newspaper quoted John Kerry as saying he had conveyed to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov the U.S. concern over Russia's military support for the government of Bashar al-Assad. Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn resigned Wednesday amid a scandal in which the German carmaker admitted to having tampered with emissions controls on 11 million diesel vehicles. Winterkorn made a public statement taking responsibility for the irregularities detected in diesel engines, but said he was not aware of any wrongdoing. A new public opinion poll shows a quarter of U.S. Democrats want Vice President Joe Biden to be the party's 2016 presidential nominee. Biden has not yet announced a decision on whether he will run. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.